This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An attempted coup is underway in Niger's capital, the state broadcaster ORTM said during its nightly newscast on Wednesday, adding the situation remains confused into the evening. Presidential guards were holding Niger President Mohamed Bazoum inside his palace on Wednesday as regional leaders organized a swift mediation mission to try to prevent another potential power grab in West Africa. The African Union and West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS condemned what they called an attempted coup d'etat, calling on the plotters to free Bazoum and return to their barracks. Longtime Cambodia leader Hun Sen says he will step down as prime minister in 3 weeks and hand the position to his oldest son, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The announcement comes after the Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in elections this weekend that Western countries and rights organizations criticized as being neither free nor fair. Hun Sen has been Cambodia's autocratic leader for 38 years, but said ahead of the elections he would hand off the position to his son, Hun Manne, sometime during the next five-year term. 45-year-old Hun Manne is currently the country's army chief and won his first seat in parliament during Sunday's election. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Greece ordered evacuations on Wednesday for areas near two central cities after new blazes broke out during a punishing heat wave and as deadly fires hit the Mediterranean. Thousands of people have evacuated in the region this week as fires also flared in Croatia and Italy, and flames killed 34 in Algeria in extreme heat that has left landscape tinder drive. New blazes threatened central